views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. You know the routine. Every Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts here helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, are you living well? Are you living the life of your dreams? Well, imagine answering these questions with a resounding yes, I am. As a powerful, energetic healer and educator, our guest today has dedicated her life to maximizing the human experience. Through her personal and professional experience, she's developed the technology to truly empower you to manifest your desires. She lives the message she shares, and she shares it in a way that will catalyze your success. Her strategies with bioenergetics and her unique visualization practices are designed to help you break through your subconscious interferences that sabotage success. And we are going to learn more about that and actually experience some right here on the show today. In addition to her private practice, the Mortar Healing Health Center, that's the Mortar Health Center. She is a founder and visionary of the Mortar Institute, an organization committed to teaching the self-healing techniques and a new approach to life based on the quantum sciences. So I invite you all to take a few deep breaths to the core of your belly and bring your awareness into this now, this moment, and into your body as I welcome our guest, Dr. Sue Mortar. Hello, Dr. Sue.
Hello, hello. Wonderful to be here. I can't wait to see where we go next.
I know. I always have fun, and it's such an open slate, and we get to go wherever we go. So I'm really looking forward to the flow of this. And you speak a lot about the flow of energy, so we're going to talk a lot about that. But why don't we start with your story? Because I think you have a very unique story coming from the family that you have, that you grew up in, and what you know about energy and energy medicine. How did you get here? Tell me a little bit about growing up in the family and how you journeyed to where you're at today.
Wow. Yes, I kind of hit the ground running as a kid with this whole idea about human potential. And we certainly didn't call it human potential when I was in kindergarten, right? It was just that I was exposed to a natural healthcare environment. I was exposed to the thought processes that today are referenced so much when it comes to understanding the principles of how brain function works and how people can master their lives by mastering their mind, and then expanding that even into quantum sciences, understanding that we create the reality that we're living in simply by the perceptions that we have and the beliefs that we carry and so on. And so that was my dinner table conversation when I was in junior high and high school. I remember just sitting around, and that would be what we would be discussing. And so when I graduated from school and college and went out into the world to open my own practice and started having patients that I worked with on a regular basis, and then out into the world beyond that, just normal living, it was kind of a shock for me to see that the whole world didn't really think that way, and that the whole world didn't really operate in such terms of possibility. And so it was a little disillusioning and a little frustrating and a little stressful. And so even though I grew up with the concepts, when it, you know, and this is true for all of us with every concept that we learn, it's one thing to understand it intellectually, and it's another thing to, when the rubber hits the road, to really live it ourselves. And so my process of really engaging in the bringing it to life from my own circuitry internally really started in my 20s. And as I progressed through applying the information in my own way, I was led to meditation, led to learn from masters in the East. So I went to India and learned how to really work with the mind in another way, not from just driving it from a thinking perspective, but really learning how to use it to listen to what the system is saying, to listen to what the core of our being is really attempting to reveal to us. And it was an entirely different world for me. I had some transformational experiences through those practices that I implemented and in studying in India, and had some illuminating experiences that were multidimensional and definitely changed my version of reality. And then I spent 10 years really trying to integrate and implement those transformational, transcendental experiences that I had. If we get a chance at some point in our conversation today, I'll share a little bit about what that experience was, because I truly know that is at the root of all of our beings. All of the self is really rooted in this place that I kind of woke up to, and it was kind of an accident in the moment when it happened, but it played an instrumental role in changing my reality. And I've had the wonderful honor of traveling in the last 10 years or so, and teaching and sharing those concepts with people, kind of in a retro engineering kind of way. What it took for me to get grounded and integrated and back in my body with such an amazing, illuminating experience is really kind of in a reverse order, kind of what I'm teaching people to acclimate and to familiarize themselves with, so that they too can be in touch with more than just the them that meets the eye. You know, the physical body, flesh and bones, and our mental processes and our emotional states that we land in so often. There is so much more to us underneath all of that that is truly a blissful state, truly a wonderful place to access. And I have the honor of being able to now travel and teach and share with people how to get in touch with that. There's a long answer to your question.
Oh, no, it's a really good answer. And, you know, you got everybody on the edges of their seats. Let's just go right there and talk about that transcendental experience that you had. Tell us more about that.
Yes, it's very, ironically, it's very difficult to put it into words, but I will say that that I sat down in the middle of a state of mind, a state of being, to step into a meditation, to sit down into a meditation that was happening with a group of people, and the disposition that I came to that place with, I think, is as important as what happened, because previous to this, I was always trying to do the right thing. I was one of those people trying to please, trying to serve, trying to do better, trying to always be in a position of helping, and so on. So that's a very externally oriented disposition, and a dangerous one to live in, because the external world may never be satisfied. It may never be fulfilled. It may, you know, never be enough, that we're always, always trying to deliver in this kind of way. And so I'm sure that was at the root of why I was even attracted into meditation and learning something deeper for myself, but I didn't know that at the time. And so as I had always shown up in life as a perfectionistic, try to do it right, you know, I wasn't competing with other people, but I was always, you know, down on myself. You could do this better. You could be more, or you're not enough, or something along those lines. And I know that a lot of people can relate to that, and that's part of the human illusion that we're all operating in. And it's you know, ultimately our great transition is to grow up out of that. And And so the sooner the better, in my opinion, right? So,
yeah.
So I was coming to it in the same place, same way. I went to this meditation retreat, and I was trying to learn how to meditate right. You know, so I would sit there and compare myself. All right, am I sitting right? Am I breathing right? Am I doing this? Always, you know, peeking out of the corner of my eyes at the other meditators to see if I looked like they looked or was doing it apparently the way they were doing it, and so on. And I there's much more to the story than we really have time for today. But I was also trying to help the instructor, this teacher that from India was on to me. She knew that I was a perfectionist that wanted to get everything right, right? So she gave me a list of things to do that was virtually impossible to do in the amount of time that she gave me to do them. And so over a 3-day period, in the first two nights, I didn't sleep because I slept for like an hour and a half each night because I was up trying to get these things done for her. And on the third day, of course, I'm exhausted, and I just decided, you know what, I work all week long in my practice trying to help people, and I come here on the weekends to these retreats, and I don't want to work this hard. I just don't want to do this. So I made a decision for myself, and it was probably one of the first times that I ever really, you know, just anchored it and said, you know, no, no. No meant yes to something different inside of me in a very big way in that moment. And hopefully some of the listeners can relate to the fact that sometimes no can mean yes, and it's just a bigger yes that I'm saying yes to. So always allowing ourselves to be in touch with that is so, so significant. So I said, you know, I'm not going to do this list. I'm not going to finish it. So I just like walked into the room where all these other people at this retreat were having a lovely experience. They were sitting and chanting and meditating, and it was just delightful. And I sat down, and all of my attention was focused in my core. All of my attention was on having to take these long, deep breaths that they were taking during this chanting, in order to hold the tones as long as they were holding them. And I wasn't accustomed to doing that, so I had to really focus on it. And they were chanting, of course, these sacred names, these vibrations that related to the divine, to God, to Source, to nature, and so on. And so I was having to focus a lot because I didn't know it, taking long, deep breaths and having all of my intentionality being inside of me, in my own heart space and in my own core. And that was something that I just didn't do. I was able to help others, have broad shoulders, and so I always was. And here I was just, you know, staking a claim for myself. Well, after a couple of rounds of this chant, I was transformed into another dimension, another space. I was me. I had lucid awareness that I was me. I felt like me, but I was definitely not in a physical body. I was more like
Sue.
Yeah,
this is a great place to leave everybody on the edge of their seats again.
Okay.
Let's leave them on the edge of their seats. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and see what happened. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We'll be right back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Dr. Sue Mortar, and she's had me on the edge of my seat, and I'm sure you too, as she's talking about this experience of expanded consciousness. And I know it's been a huge impact on your career and what you do to help others and teach others. So let's go back to that moment, Dr. Sue. Can you pick that up?
Quite a moment it was. Yes, absolutely. So, what a delight to be able to share this with you. You know, it's just such an integral thing for all of us to realize that we have the capacity to climb out of this mundane level of living where we think that it's a stimulus response reality. So what happened for me in that moment was I woke up to the fact that we can be in a more masterful state. And so let me just take you back and finish the experience itself, and then we'll dig in and have some discussion about how we can apply this possibility in all of our lives. Whether or not we ever have that exact experience ourselves is somewhat irrelevant, but there are definitely some things that we can do to set it up in a way that set ourselves into a disposition that will allow us to have these types of experiences really present in our lives. So I sat down into this meditation, and I sat down with this intention, with all of these energies so intensely focused in my core. I was claiming it for myself. It was like I'm finally going to let myself have something for me. And in the midst of that, I was transported into this other dimension of reality. And I mentioned that I was myself. I could tell that I was myself, but I was not in a physical body. I was more like a ray of light, if I looked beneath me, I could see the earth about the size of a marble, so far down below me. That's how far away from it I was. It was about the size of a marble, and I could see 360 degrees around me. I could see behind me just the same as in front of me, and to the right and to the left, above and below. It was all the same. And it was a brilliant, bright light. It was 10 times brighter than the brightest day in the desert I had ever experienced. And there was nothing but a horizon. There was a horizon. There was brilliant, bright light from the horizon up, and from the horizon down, it was just bright light. And every time I took a deep breath in, the horizon would rise and fall just so gracefully and so beautifully. It would just, on both sides of me and behind me at the same time, it would rise up when I would inhale, and it would slowly, gracefully just fall back down on my exhale. And it was graceful, like if you were to witness a stingray swimming in the ocean, a big, giant stingray with the, you know, those side fins that do what they do. It was just that kind of emotion. And it was this beautiful pink, iridescent, pearlescent, translucent color, a blanket that was just rising and falling like this. And the most important aspect of the experience that I would like to share in this moment is that the experience I was having was one of complete satiation, complete fulfillment. There was nothing missing. There was nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing that needed to change, nothing. It had been there forever, and it would be there forever, and it was completely alive, fully alive. And that is what came back with me initially when I came back down out of that state and returned to the room and could see who was there and what was happening. And I sat there just completely stunned and looked up at the front of the room where the teacher was sitting, and her eyes were locked in on me, and it was just as if, you know, she had this big smile on her face, and it was like as if she was saying, you know, gotcha. and it was as if she had given me the list to exhaust me so that my mind would have to get out of the way, so that all that I could possibly have the energy to focus on was what mattered most to me in my heart, in my own heart of hearts. And so in that, I walked away wanting to know, first of all, how do I get back there? How do I do that again? And then secondly, I also wanted to know, how do I bring that feeling here? Because while I'm trying to teach myself how to get back there again, I'm really interested in just never losing that feeling that I had when I was in that state. How do I reproduce that? How do I bring it? How do I anchor it and embody it so that I am that always? I always have it with me. So that is what I spent the next 10 years working with. Working with myself in meditation, working with patients that were coming into the office and teaching them things and sharing with them, because of the things that they would share with me that they were having as challenges or difficulties, whether it was physical ailments or mental or emotional discordant feelings or dispositions, whether it was something like a pain pattern or asthmas or allergies or what have you, whether it was trying to make a decision to get the divorce or to you know, try to dig in and lean in and have the relationship, you know, shift from the inside, all of these things seem to be pointing, all of these issues that humanity deals with seem to be pointing toward this experience that I had that always came back to me giving them some kind of feedback relative to this steady, stable, clear, certain, unwavering component of myself. And when I would speak from that place to that place in them, they would wake up to that very vibration within themselves, and healing would start to happen so rapidly that it changed my approach to how I was dealing with a given case in my clinic. So I started researching and working with people and so on, and over time developed a series of principles and practices that I now travel around and teach people how to do to create this internal environment, regardless of our external circumstances, that will allow us to be in this state to access the very thing that I had accessed that day. So I can return to that state regularly. Once we've been somewhere, we can return and return and return. And the idea is that we familiarize ourselves and bring a cellular resonance to that vibration. You know, in speaking in terms of energetics and bioenergetics, which is just energy in the body, and quantum science, what we're talking about is that everything is energy in all of creation, and energy is just vibrating at different frequencies. And if we're leading a stressful, non-creative type of experience in life, the reason is because our vibration is at that frequency where those types of thoughts and experiences occur. And if we can raise our vibrational frequency, we are then able to access different types of experiences, and different thoughts occur to us, and different interpretations of what's happening in life become evident to us in ways that they never did when our vibration was lower. So the various ways that we can raise our own vibrational frequency is really where my focus has become because of this experience that I was just sharing with you.
I really appreciate some of the things that you said, and one of the things that really struck me was speaking from that place in you to that place in them really shifted things. And I would love to talk more about that. And also this the differentiation between the cellular vibration and that frequency of really carrying it versus just literally thinking about it different or interpreting it different, because one of the things that you do so well is really about this embodiment of being fully in this body form thing, but raising that vibration so that it's not just we have to think about something different and change our mind about it, but it's really changing the whole frequency about it. There's a lot to talk about, and darn it, we have to take another break.
But
you know how it goes. This is Dr. Julie. We're talking with Dr. Sue Morter. We're going to talk more about this right after this break. Stay with us.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with Dr. Sue Morter about so many fascinating things, and we're going to continue, but in just a minute, because Dr. Sue, I really want our listeners to be able to contact you. Can you give them your contact information, your website?
Absolutely. It's pretty simple. It's www.drsuemorter.com, drsuemorter.com.
Excellent. I know you have lots of resources on there. I think your schedule of events, you're traveling all over. People can come see you live. Just check out the website and they'll find more about you, or they can order a DVD or a CD or other kinds of things.
Yes.
Alrighty, drsuemorter.com. Right before the break, we were talking about just that shift that you made of really learning how to speak from that place in you to that place in them, and how that really raises the frequency and the vibration. And I would really like to talk to our listeners about that process of really shifting on a vibrational, energetic place, and not just changing our mind or our perspective, but really vibrating, really getting into that subconscious place. Can you talk to our listeners about that?
Mm-hmm. It is a place that transcends all experiences, which means it transcends the circumstance that you're in. There's a part of you that is solid and still and very clear, and it bridges all of the dimensions. It's the part of you that actually chose to come into this life in the first place, and the part of you that will be very present when we exit this life. And it is the part of you that notices if you're okay today. It's the part of you that does the noticing. It's the part of you that notices if your life feels different to you than it felt 15 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago or last year at this time. So it's very accessible, and it's really a matter of connecting the dots in our own awareness that is what it is that I've been seeking. It's the seeker. It's the part of me that really does the noticing. It's the awareness itself. That's the real you. So when we learn how to not just contemplate or think about something, and we learn how to truly embody at the cellular level, which is what you mentioned before we went to break, when we learn the distinction between those two, life starts to shift. Because it's very difficult for the mind to remember that it's supposed to be positive all the time, because the mind exists in a dualistic reality. So in order for it to think of something positive, it has to reference it relative to something, and that something would be an opposite, a negativity, for instance. And so if we don't train our brains to be in this constant positive state, we have very little chance of feeling optimistic on a regular basis, and so on. And even when people do train themselves to do that, and they have a ritual that they do, and they have affirmations that they write, and they set intentions every day, and they're constantly reminding themselves to go to the positive and see the glass half full and all of that kind of thing, even under the best of those circumstances, we're still attempting to refine a dualistic reality. And the truth of you exists underneath that as a unified force in creation. And it isn't dualistic at all. So if we do not get underneath the mind and embody this unified reality and bring that to the surface of our lives, then we're always struggling to try to stay positive. We're always having a tendency to interpret something negative and then trying to turn it into something positive, and so on. So one of the things that I really recommend that people do is to think of it in these terms. When you're thinking, you're up in your head. All of your energy rushes up to your head, and you're not in your body. And yet Your mind is where the dualistic reality exists. So if you were to drop down into your body more succinctly, more consistently, and more regularly, what will happen is you will notice that the types of thoughts that you tend to think, and the types of things that you're attracted to, and your immediate knee-jerk reaction to something is going to start to reflect more possibility rather than more limitation, because the mind's job at the subconscious level is to protect you. It's survival-oriented. And if we're operating in life from our heads, we are always going to be anchored in a disposition of having to figure out how safe am I in this moment. Do I need to protect myself? Do I need to do something differently? Are these people okay? Is that okay? Am I okay? Is this enough? Is that enough? And that kind of activity is what generates anxiety and what generates our pain. And most importantly, above and beyond that, it keeps us out of our creative genius. It keeps us out of our ability to generate and operate as creator itself. We just become a good reactor, a more responsible or effective responder, but we're never really moving into true creatorship until we move out of that dualistic reality. And it's, there are some easy steps that we can take to begin the process of anchoring down in our core, the same as the physiology that I was referencing earlier when I said, you know, I just took a moment for myself for the first time. I meant it. I meant it with every fiber of my being. I meant it with my whole heart. I meant it with my gut level. I meant it with my core. I was going to break my own rules of perfectionism and delivering for others and go do something for myself and sit down and just have it my way, knowing there would be probably be repercussions because this teacher was known as many times the Eastern guru type teacher is known to be very vocal with with how they feel about, you know, what you're doing. It's experiential learning, so it's not quite as diplomatic as the Western culture in per se. So in all of that, what was happening with me energetically was I was getting out of my head of trying, and I was just dropping into my body with some having. I was having it instead of wanting or instead of assuming that I didn't have it and trying to attain it. I shifted energetically because it was my time. It was just time for me to do that. Now, what I've been able to do with other people over the years is align them in their awarenesses and in their practices to generate reproduce a similar state within the body. And when they get the techniques down and then they start to drop into that with their own artistry. You know what I mean when I say artistry? It's like you can learn how to drive a car, and it's very mechanical when you're first learning. And then you get good at it, and you're comfortable with it, and you don't even remember driving across town. That's the art of driving a car, you know, and it's something else that you might do regularly that you can do with your eyes closed. You can do it because you know it. You own it. When you can drop into some of these techniques that I teach with an artistry, with your own creative presence, then you're set. You're set up for the perfect dynamic for these types of openings to occur. We can't want it. We can't think our way into it. We have to want it, but then we have to start having it and not wanting it. We have to create the physiology that we would have if peace had already occurred in our life. If harmony already existed, what would that be like? And to not just imagine it with your mind, but to breathe it down into the body and allow the body to participate in the anchoring of this, because it's within the body that unified wisdom, the soulful self, exists deep in the core. It's not up in the head where survival antics are needed, because you're ultimately truly an eternal being that doesn't have to focus on survival and protection and competition and so on. So much of the focus has to be to drop down into the core of the body with our energy and to feel it, to breathe lowly in the belly and several other things. If we have a moment today, we'll do some of that, just or at least share with you what to do so that you can do it later when you have a moment to really, you know, drop into some time that you can take for yourself.
Yeah, I think we're going to do that on the next segment. And this isn't fair of me to do this to you right now, but we have 3 minutes till break. And one of the things, you know, just talking about this state and really bringing that into the core of our being is really important, and being out of our head that's to protect us. I had a couple of clients yesterday who are very into the story of old trauma and that protection. How can I be in this core of who I am and find this essence with all of these old things that define who I am? Can you speak to that in 3 minutes or less, like your elevator speech?
Well, I definitely have some support materials that would allow people to learn about that in lengthier detail on the website, and it's very evident about how to remove subconscious interferences from the past experiences. But what I know is that underneath it, and we will do some practices if we have some time, like you say, in the next segment, that will show you how to do this, that to pierce down in on a physical level. Instead of trying to change your mind, we're going to slip underneath the mind and work with breathing in the body and pulling energy through the body in a particular way that it would flow if your mind had already changed. So we're kind of sneaking in the back door and offering the mind some support to show it how what it would have created had it been able to change, had it been able to let go. And the more we do that, the easier it becomes for the mind to reframe and to start to see the blessing in these past experiences and what we have learned and who we have become because of it. Instead of trying to forgive this bad thing that happened, if we can start to reframe it and see that, in fact, I learned a lot, I became more compassionate, I became more able to help others because of my own experiences, and because of that, I really love who I have become. And because of that, I'm interested in letting go of the old premise that this was bad and wrong and never should have happened to me. I speak from experience in that department, too, and we can perhaps share some of that when we come back as well, just because I know that the mind will try to make, will resist forgiveness because it doesn't ever want it to happen again. And I'm not saying that that's where we start. I'm saying that what if it was actually something that was benefiting you, and if you would look to that, to who you have become in the face of it, or what you're capable of that you were unaware of or incapable of before, now it starts to take on a different vibration. The meaning of the circumstance from the past takes on a different vibrational frequency itself, and now it can be utilized to your benefit instead of be the very thing that holds you back.
That's a great lead into the next section. Let's do that. You know, my clients from yesterday, just when they're in that place of oneness with the whole universe, they really believe the universe has their back, and then they get back into their mind and they go, oh, wait a minute, it didn't always have my back. So we're going to talk more about this right after the break. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Stay with us.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We've had Dr. Sue Mortar with us here today, and I want to remind you how to get a hold of her. That's www.drsuemorter.com, drsuemorter.com. And I'm going to encourage you to visit our website as well, thedrjulieshow.com, for more information on upcoming shows, all the archives for previous ones, and you can stay connected by signing up for our newsletter and finding the Facebook connection there too, where we continue the conversation. So before the break, Dr. Sue, we were talking about this, how do we really go into trusting the universe and getting into our body and feeling this way to really harness our mind, tame our mind, slow our mind, quiet our mind, whatever that is, whatever language you're going to use, of really it doesn't have to protect us when we come from that special place that we've been talking about. So help our listeners understand that a little bit more.
The mind has gotten such a top billing in our lives, and it's really only one player on the team. It's a star player, but it is not the whole team. And so when it's, you know, what we do is we give it the ball all the time, and it does all the work. And the problem is it gets to feeling like it's alone, that it's got to do all the work. And if I don't do this, who's going to? And in all of the typical scenarios that run through each of our minds all the time, particularly when we get under stress. And there are different energies deeper in the core of the body that are, you know, down further south from the head, you know, in the heart space. You know, we know that it's very important to be in the heart and not be in our heads all the time, but it's very difficult to stay in the heart. And we know this because we're constantly saying, I know I need to get out of my head and get back in my heart more. And the reason that we can't is because we're not tethered beneath the heart. And if you take your hand and place it over your heart and then take a hand below that to the soft spot in the solar plexus area, where if you got punched, it would knock the wind out of you. That's where your personal power is, right there, and that's where you shake when you're nervous, and it's where that whole anxiety thing happens. And if you go another hand width below that, below the navel, that's actually where the energies of the wisdom in the body reside. So the intellect is up in the head, but your wisdom is down in your gut. So we call it a gut feeling or a hunch or that kind of thing. And what we have to learn to do is to begin to access that regularly. And the reason that we aren't feeling comfortable and trust the universe and trust that this is all going to be okay and that it's a safe place to be is because we are not awake down in these other personal power centers and wisdom centers and our very rootedness below that, even that would allow us to have such a disposition of trust and knowingness. So if we can breathe some breath of life into those areas of the body, what begins to happen is we begin to activate some of those energies and put them into the mix, put them on the team, take them off the bench and allow them to join the star player. And the star player, the mind, just its only job under these circumstances is just to pay attention to what I'm feeling, to what I'm how I'm breathing and how open I am, and if something is getting my attention, calling my attention in particular. So there's a whole language that the body speaks, and many of my CDs and DVDs are all designed to teach you that language, and the coursework is all about getting in touch with that. So, but for now, in this moment, I'm going to do a couple of practices just to get everyone to focus on a few simple things that are by no means getting you into the meat of what I teach, but at the same time, I know they can be transformational. I've had people all over the world who only ever have done these practices that I'm about to share with you that write me emails that say, I cannot believe the impact that has had on my life. And it's so simple. And it's so simple, you know, my mind would never have believed that it would have made this kind of a difference. And one of them is is this. There is, at the root of your spine, at the base of your spine, a very significant energy. And it's very important that if we could access that on a regular basis, it would help us remain tethered deep in the body, which allows it to be easier for us to be in our hearts instead of jumping up into our heads every time something new happens or every time something different comes along. I liken it to the old blinds that you would pull down, and if you tugged it just right, it would stay. But if you didn't tug it just right, it would wrap back up, zip back up to the top of the window and roll around. All right, so that's what we do. We zip back up into our heads every time there's an emergency situation. So we want to learn to tether, to tug it just right so that it stays. So in the base of the pelvic bowl, there is a group of muscles that if you would contract those muscles and squeeze them, it's like the sphincter muscles, it's kind of like a Kegel exercise, it's kind of just all of the muscles in the base, like if you around the bladder, everything. Just contract them with everything you've got right now, and then relax it by one half. And then relax that by one half. And in doing so, what you want to keep a little bit of that tension in the musculature. Now, what happens automatically is that it pulls your energy, your attention, and your consciousness down into the body. And if you can allow it to be down in the body like this, simply by keeping the musculature a little bit contracted, it automatically pulls some of the attention, some of the consciousness there. And then, when you take a breath, breathe low in your belly. Don't breathe in your upper chest. Breathe low in the belly. And we know that because the lower lobes of the lungs are highly vascularized, so you oxygenate the blood, which sends a message to the brain that the coast is clear, it's okay. It also activates the part of the nervous system that is responsible for healing and for calming you down. Instead of in the upper lobes of the lungs, it is activated in a defense, fight or flight, emergency mode. So breathing low in the belly, keeping these muscles contracted, at the same time. Now, the last thing to add to that is what I reference as the central channel breath. And that means you're breathing through this central channel, which is an energetic tube, kind of, that runs right down through the center of your body. Picture it up and down the spine is within this channel of energy, and it flows from above your head, through the top of your head, through the center of your head, through the center of your throat, through the center of the chest, through the center of the solar plexus area, where if you got punched, it would knock the wind out of you, down even further through the center of the low abdomen, down through the tip of the spine where we're contracting these muscles, and then it drops all the way down into the earth. So if you contract those muscles, that's called Mula Bandha, and the muscles in the base of the pelvic bowl, to contract them, is called Mula Bandha. So if you take a deep breath in from over your head, breathe down into your belly, just your belly gets big, but just you're taking your imagination and you're picturing a point above your head, and you're bringing your consciousness down through the head, down through the throat, down through the chest, down through the belly, and you're filling the belly. And then keep those muscles, that Mula Bandha, the muscles of the pelvic bowl, contracted, and then exhale down into the earth, just like that. And then take a deep breath in from deep in the earth, up through these contracted muscles, this Mula Bandha exercise, and exhale them straight, that the energy, the prana in the body, just exhale that energy, imagine it going straight back up that tube, up and out through the top of the head. And so the next inhale would come from overhead to the belly, and then you would exhale from the belly to the earth, and then the next inhale would be from the earth up to the belly, and the exhale would then go straight up out the top of the head. To breathe like that, with those muscles contracted, and breathing low in the belly, will automatically start to draw the energies down into the core of the body, which automatically starts to activate different energies in your system rather than the energies that are activated by the constant analyzing and fretting and predicting and preparing that we are so addicted to doing in our culture. It will change the vibrational frequency that you run through your body, which ultimately will start to change your internal environment. That, in turn, changes the thoughts that occur to you, the interpretations that you have, and the ideas that you come up with for your life. I promise you, if you're driving down the road and you are upset about something, if you remember this Mula Bandha, contracting those muscles at the base of the pelvic bowl, breathing in your belly, and breathing a couple of breaths up and down through this central channel, there is no way you can acquire the amount of upset you had prior to doing that. It will change your disposition without you having to understand the situation, why they did what they did, or to reframe it in any way. It just automatically, vibrationally shifts your reality. Then your mind is freed up to become a little bit more creative each and every day. So you can't overdo it.
What a blessing. What a delight. This was like a cupcake today. I love it, and I want more. I'm going to remind our listeners, go to drsuemorter.com for more information on this. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here, Dr. Sue.
My pleasure.
Listeners, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduced prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving. Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.